from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. Dive into the mind of former NFL quarterback Clint Sterner.
I like a good time. I like to have a party.
I know you do.
It's Dirty's Daily.
All right, it is Dirty's Daily. Clint is out today. Adam Spillane is in. It's been rolling with us throughout the day here. And Byron, he is in as well as Tyler is out today. They'll both be back next week. And there is some news. There's been more news this week about Kyle Tucker. Updates from Joe Espada. The media being able to see Kyle Tucker on the field. They were on the road, and he didn't travel on that road trip, so didn't get a lot of really updates on Kyle Tucker or visuals of Kyle Tucker because he wasn't there. Now being back in Houston, he has been on the field, and we actually got to hear from Kyle Tucker. This is Kyle Tucker talking to the media about where he is right now.
How are you feeling?
I feel good. It's definitely coming along pretty quick now, so I still got some boxes to check before I get out there. Trying to do that as quick and fast as possible while also being smart with it. So pretty happy with how the last week and the last couple days have gone. So just gonna try and build up to do as much as possible, especially every single day in terms of playing every single day. Just try and get back into baseball shape and being able to go out there, not just for one game or two games, but for the rest of the season, trying to stay healthy.
All right, so that is the latest of where Kyle Tucker is. Real quick, before we jump in on this, Spo, this was Kyle Tucker also talking about when he could potentially be back. This is him talking about his potential return.
I mean, I can't tell you what day I'm going to feel good and be good to go and get back in the game. I can't tell the future, but I'm definitely trying to get back as soon as possible. I mean, in terms of this series, I'm not going to play this series. We'll look to potentially in Cincinnati or the homestand after that. Just kind of depends on kind of all those boxes you got to check leading up until that point.
You think you can actually play in Cincinnati? Like, that's possible?
I mean, it's an option. I think that would probably be the earliest I could probably come back. But, I mean, I'm not going to leave anything off the table. But I just got to see how the next couple days go first before we kind of talk about that.
Sounds like you're really getting antsy.
All right, that is Kyle Tucker, Cincinnati.
That's Monday. That series starts Monday.
That feels aggressive.
Very.
But he said he's running at 75% also, but Monday could be. He said Cincinnati, he said the earliest, but then he said also potentially the next homestand.
Yeah, so it's a weird series with Cincinnati. They play Monday. Tuesday's an off day. Then they play Wednesday, Thursday. Then they're back here for Arizona over the weekend. I didn't think there was any way on earth that he'd be able to avoid a minor league rehab, but I think that he obviously he's hoping for that. And part of that is guys don't want to do minor league rehab assignments. They aren't really fun for players just because it becomes a little bit of a circus and you've got to do a bunch of media, you got to buy a spread. Nobody wants to do that. And also, Sugarland and Corpus Christi are both on the road next week.
Yeah, you certainly don't want to do that.
Sugarland's in Oklahoma City, Corpus Christi's in Arkansas, so like, do you want to leave the state, go play in minor league games, or do you want to go play big league games in Cincinnati? So it does feel like he's going to be able to avoid the rehab assignment.
That would be big. This actually now we're hearing from him. he had been, I think he declined to talk with the media prior to this. He had opportunities and declined to talk to the media. But, I mean, he's putting dates towards it. He's putting time frames towards it, which is a really big deal to me. And like I said, the movement that we've seen, and you saw it in person, I saw it on video, the movement we've seen matches what he's saying and seeing that he could be back soon.
Yeah, I think the fact that he talked kind of shows you that the end is
they're
near.
Comfortable there.
Yeah. We talked to him kind of informally yesterday just outside the dugout when he got done working out. And again, the fact that he was able to do more today and to stack what he did yesterday on top of what he did today, I think that he is certainly feeling like he can see the light at the end of the tunnel. And I think that the days where he did not want to talk were days that he didn't know, and days where he was kind of feeling like this process is taking a whole lot longer than he ever expected it would take. But I think that he is certainly feeling a lot better about his situation now than he did, say, 8 days ago.
Yeah, so Kyle Tucker, as you said there, it seems like we are getting closer to the end, which,
it's been 3 months.
Yeah, August 3rd. I mean, June 3rd since the last time he played.
73 games it's been.
70. Never thought.
Half a year.
Never thought when that happened.
I'll be honest with you. I thought he broke his leg when it happened. And I thought thought he was done for the year. Now, when they go and say, when Espada that night said the x-rays were negative, it's like, okay, well then they were thinking he might be back that next weekend. And here we are 3 months later, still kind of going through this.
No, yeah, it's an interesting thing there. So that is the latest there with Kyle Tucker. He's saying at the earliest Monday, the series Monday, which, as you said, off day Tuesday, and then they play Wednesday, Thursday. So potentially the Reds, but it feels like at the very least he'll be back for the homestand after that. So hopefully that is the case there with Kyle Tucker, because he that is a game changer if he's in the lineup. Now, the wonder is, you know, how long it takes for he's Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
Like Kyle Tucker, as I just love to repeat, missed all that time and still made the All-Star team. And you know, had 19 home runs and was right there square in the MVP race before he got injured. So the good thing is he won't be walking into the playoffs. It's not like it will extend to he may just show up right when the playoffs start. It looks like he will have some time in September to kind of get himself there.
I mean, he won't be walking into the playoffs, but he will be walking into a situation against teams that are in the mix for the playoffs. Like, you look, you know, Cincinnati's done. I mean, that team has been incredibly disappointing. They're not making the playoffs. But then you go to Arizona. Then you play Arizona that weekend. Like, Arizona right now is a playoff team, and they're fighting it out with the Dodgers for the National League West. Then you've got, you know, San Diego that's coming up, you know, pretty soon after that. So, like, they've got, you know, the A's are bad. But, you know, there's some easy games that are on the schedule. But for the most part, they will be playing teams that are, you know, right in the mix. Now, the good news for me is that if he's able to come back next weekend, that's a couple of weeks that he gets under his belt before the Seattle series. But before the Seattle series, too. Like, you want him to have, you know, a dozen games played before he has to take on that Seattle pitching staff in what could be a make-or-break series for them.
Yeah, I think they'll be fine. I'm sure Seattle will continue to do what Seattle's doing. But, I mean, a good month before, potentially near a month before
they gotta get there first. Season starts. No lock.
Okay.
One bad week.
Sure. That could be. And then we'll see how many runs the Mariners score in that week.
See how many runs the Astros score.
Yeah.
You can't count on Lucas Irsay throwing a ball away and breaking his first baseman's arm.
I better be more than the Mariners. All right. So that's the latest with Kyle Tucker here on Dirty's Daily. Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott came on out and has spoken his feelings, and I love this Dak Prescott. He is saying whatever the hell he wants to say towards Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys. It doesn't matter, because Jerry's running his mouth. Jerry's out here playing the negotiation game and talking about what he has done, and I love it at this point, boy. That now it is all Dak in these playoff games that they've lost. All Dak. Here is Dak kind of in response to some of the things that Jerry has had to say, and this sounds like a man who has no fear of what to say or any consequences that could come his way.
I don't need a no.
Would you like it done before the season?
I think it says a lot if it is or if it isn't. But however, doesn't really matter to me, to be honest with you.
What is this? If it is?
Just how people feel.
How do you feel about Jerry said that?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Negotiation isn't about your merit as the Cowboys quarterback, but more about their cap situation. What do you take from that when he says, you know, it's not really about what you're doing?
Yeah, I understand that. That's the business and the nature of this game that we play. Yeah, I mean, I stopped honestly listening to things that he says to the media a long time ago. So it doesn't really hold weight with me.
That early part was talking about, do you want a deal to be done before the season starts? And hell, who cares? But it does say a lot if it doesn't happen. I stopped listening to him a long time ago, what he says in the media. It really doesn't hold any weight with me. That is a man who has complete leverage in a situation and is fearless, even with Jerry Jones. And I believe Dak wants to be a Cowboy. I think he wants to finish his career in Dallas. But he is fearless. He knows he has all the leverage. I love this. Go ahead, Dak. Do your thing.
You know what's been weird about this whole situation? I have been...
Everything?
Figgy and Lopez make fun of me all the time because I was getting so annoyed at some of these quarterback contracts and how, frankly, unnecessary that they have been. And Figgy's like, well, you gotta save the relationship. You gotta keep the relationship strong. The Cowboys have not taken that approach with Dak Prescott. They have gone in the exact opposite direction, where we are going to make the relationship as toxic as humanly possible, to the point where the quarterback is basically taking shots at the owner of the team in the media. It's so bizarre.
He's responding to the shot.
But it's so bizarre how it's worked out. Like, this is a guy who's actually like accomplished stuff, and they won't give him the contract. And now it's kind of gone to this. Like, this guy finished second in MVP voting last year. They've won 12 games the last 3 years. 12 games each season the last 3 years. And this is what it's gone to.
It's
hilarious.
It is. Like, he just said, whatever, Jerry. Go ahead, do it.
You
like,
old man.
I don't care.
Like, I don't care about that crazy old man.
He is unmoved. He is unmoved. Like, I think he's almost in, like, he smiles. Come on, what y'all want to talk about?
I'm surprised. I'm waiting for him to say. Hey, man. Jerry said that? Did he say that between hearings, or did he say that, you know, before the hearing?
I told you, this is starting to feel like Jeter and George Steinbrenner. There's like a feel where like Jeter or like George is, would come out and say certain things about Jeter, and we'll get whatever. What are you gonna do? Get rid of me? What are you going to, like, that's what, like, Dak is like, okay, cool, daring you. I bet you're going to have to come up with that 60. Because I'm telling you, because he knows it. He's like Jerry and them, they have not put themselves in a situation to be ready to move on from him.
Yeah.
And like Jerry, what is Jerry? You say he's older than Joe Biden.
He's 80. I think he turns 82 pretty soon.
And he ain't, like, what, he about to start this thing all over? Is that what he about to do?
He turns 82 in October.
He about to do that? Going to just go ahead and kick this thing over? Like, I saw.
It's been 30 years since they've done anything.
From the text line, Dak has no leverage with the Cowboys. Cooper Rush went 5-1 when he was out. Yeah, right. Yo, Cooper Rush was so good, they went and got Trey Lance. Yeah. Come on, man. Nah, that dude has as much leverage as like, you thought Kirk Cousins had leverage. This cat has as much leverage as anybody I have ever seen. This is like, it is great. Let him win a playoff game. Oh, 65.
that guy suffered a pretty brutal, ankle injury a couple of years ago, and he still got his money.
Still got his
money. Like, he knows. Like, all these guys know, especially the quarterbacks, they are going to get their money. It doesn't matter. They can wait. These quarterbacks are going to get paid. Kevin Durant blew out his Achilles in a finals game and got a max contract, had multiple suitors offering him a max contract weeks later. Like, the stars are going to get paid.
Now, the only thing that I think Jerry has working on his behalf is I do believe Dak really wants to be there. Like, I think that is legit. And I think there's just like I think as I brought up the Jeter thing, I think Jeter really wanted to be a Yankee and wanted to stay a Yankee and just ignore the silliness. Now, I don't think Dak is just going to be walked the hell all over. Like, I do think at some point Dak will get to a space where he is just like, come on, man. Like, all right. But nah, man. Jerry can say all this stuff he wants. That's why Dak's like, yeah, let's see what happened at the end of the year. Let me win 11, 12 ball games. What you going to do? Go with Trey Lance? I know that dream that many of y'all said. Yeah, man. Go get Shedeur Sanders. All right. You're gonna have to package a lot of picks together and hope that somebody's up there that don't want him. Because Dak going to win enough games where your ass ain't nowhere close to getting up there to pick the quarterback.
Especially in that division.
Yep. It's going from the text line. I would not pay Dak. Bye. Okay, well, you should have made that decision a long time ago. Because you're paying his ass right now.
And you really have no other recourse.
Yeah.
You can't start over. I guess you could trade him, but you're not getting that much in return for Dak Prescott, especially at this salary level when you got to pay him. So that's tough.
I want to take this moment real quick as we continue on Dirty's Daily. I want to take this moment in saluting. And I love when guys are able to pull things off and do some things that they maybe didn't see. Use their talents and their skills to get there. I want to give Torrey Craig a round of applause. You know Torrey Craig, really deep in NBA benches. Torrey Craig. Jonathan Owens walked so Torrey Craig could run. Torrey Craig, who has pulled off Megan Thee Stallion, a Houston legend. They are locked and loaded. Torrey Craig has pulled her off. They're doing little videos of them in bed, little pillow talk. You got to love it. And I'm telling you, he's inspired clearly by Jonathan Owens, who pulled it off as well with Simone Biles by reaching for that unreachable star. And I'm telling you, I think this has to be the way you got to do it if you're a bench player. You're a bench player, and then you find that. Can you find that star? Can you find that star to fall in love with you like Torrey Craig has done? Hopefully that Torrey Craig doesn't have what David Hensley happened to his career. David Hensley, who hugged Megan Thee Stallion after she threw the first pitch. And soon as that occurred, his career went down to the
top.
And hopefully that doesn't happen for Torrey Craig. But congratulations to Torrey Craig.
Torrey Craig career earnings. What do you got?
Okay. This is in the NBA. This is a good one. $11
million. 21.
Good for him.
Including this season, which is guaranteed.
That's just enough to be able to get some of the things that she's got. Like, if he can Travis Kelce this thing, like, he's got, like, right now.
I mean,
Torrey, I know Travis, but in a poor, poor man's version of Travis. Right now, Torrey Craig's got to start a podcast. Like, if Torrey Craig started a podcast and maybe he's kind of dishing a little bit, or at least the anticipation that he might be dishing a little bit on Megan, oh, that's it.
How old is Torrey Craig?
Is Torrey still in his 20s?
No.
Is he 31?
33.
God, and he pulled this off? Wow!
Turns 34 in December.
See, at 33, sometimes people think your dreams are over. Not Torrey.
Damn.
Congratulations, Torrey. Jonathan Owens and him. Jonathan popped one open, poured some champagne out. Who else? 713-572-416. Who else is on that? Who else is on the Jonathan Owens, Torrey Craig, where they have pulled off? See, Kelce doesn't fit in that because I think Kelce, even though his girl is a bigger star, but Kelce was a star. Like, who is?
It's a tight end, though.
I mean, he was a star. He had a dating show. Like, that's, I mean, he was a star of conversion.
Is
Rich Paul counting this?
He also
he's reached up to grab Adele.
But he also, with Kelce, that podcast did a lot for him. with his brother.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Like that's and then it really and then it really
it's
went
got 100 million.
And then it really went up when he started dating Taylor. Yeah. That's why they got 100
yeah,
million.
They got 100 million off that podcast.
He did. All right, coming up, me and Adam just do not see eye to eye on this at all, at all. We'll discuss that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.